For thousands and thousands of years, people have argued and debated the differences of religion. They've fought. Families have been divided. Wars have broke out between nations. They took the differences of their religion so seriously that they were willing to rip families and nations apart. And now the pendulum swings the other way. And there's an indifferentism in the world where we seem to think that all the differences of religion don't matter at all, that they're all generally the same, and we can lump them all together. But these are two huge pendulum swings, and I don't think we really find a home in either of them. I'd never advocate a holy war, to go to war over the differences of our religion. But it is serious enough that I also wouldn't advocate just saying everything is the same and throw out all of the different distinctions. We have to live somewhere in the middle, somewhere where we take our faith serious and share it, but don't cram it down people's throats, but also don't trivialize it. And I think humor can help us with this. We church people can be a little too serious sometimes, me included. I saw a meme the other day which helped me at least fit these things together. The meme was three different religious figures: an Orthodox Jew, a Muslim imam, and a Catholic bishop. All three on the meme. First, the Orthodox Jew. He had his big furry hat on, and the meme said, "Funny hat, no bacon." The middle one, the Muslim imam, he had his hat on. It said, "Funny hat, no bacon." Then you get to the Catholic bishop. Funny hat, bacon. And in the middle it said, "Christianity, we have bacon." A little bit of humor. A little bit of humor maybe to wake us up at 10:23 on Christmas Eve, talking about bacon. It's a silly distinction, but I think it actually is telling for us. You see, not bacon, but flesh is one distinguishing thing about Christianity. Human flesh, carne, meat. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate not pork flesh, not even a sacrificial lamb or a goat flesh. We celebrate human flesh. This is the great mystery and distinguishing point of Christianity, that God became man, that the eternal Word, who has always existed and will always exist, became flesh. He became one of us. He came into the mess of our world. When there was no room for him in the inn, he was born in a manger. This is the great story of our faith. It's something we don't want to trivialize. It's something we want to have due reverence towards. Jesus became one like us. He took flesh like yours and mine. He had a human heart, and that human heart continues to beat in heaven for you and for me. This is the great mystery of the Word becoming flesh. God became man so that he could be accessible, so that we could love him, we could know him. That's different than any other world religion, that we can know and love our God as a brother, as someone who came to be like one of us. I can't know or love a tree or some god on Mount Olympus like I know Jesus Christ, a God who became man, a God who took on flesh like yours and like mine so that he could be accessible, so that he wouldn't be some distant, foreign God, but a tender, merciful God. And he steps not only into the mess of the world, but into the mess of our lives. He knows your hearts. He knows your struggles. He knows those of you who have lost jobs this year or buried loved ones. He knows your joys. He knows the things that excite you and make you come alive. This is because he became one like us in all things but sin. He came to be like us so that he could take us up with him and redeem us to the Father. This is the story of our faith. This is the story of Christmas. God becoming flesh so that we can know him, that we can love him, and even that we can consume him. This is what distinguishes us as Catholics. We have a God who humbles himself that we can actually consume him, that he becomes one inside of us in the Eucharist. This is a great mystery. This is one that shatters philosophers' minds and conceptions, that God would lower himself to be eaten. But even in that first Christmas, he came where? At Bethlehem. Bethlehem, a town which means house of bread. And where was he born in Bethlehem? A manger, a feeding trough. He lowers himself to become one with us, to redeem us, to sanctify us, to raise us up from the pit that we find ourselves in, so that we would rejoice with him on this great holy night. Brothers and sisters, as we meditate on these mysteries tonight, let Jesus in his human heart come to you and touch you, that you would know him and love him, and that you would be known and be loved by him. And as you receive him tonight in this Holy Eucharist, let him transform your heart to be more like his heart, that he would satisfy your every longing. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.